So the second speaker is Philippe Dosch from Lauria Nancy. So very pleased to welcome you, Professor Dosch. Sorry, not yet. Okay, soon to be professor. So Philippe Dosch is going to talk about QGAR. So Philippe Dosch, you have 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks. So let me present you the QGAR environment, an environment which has started 12 years ago, something like this. I'm going to make an overview of your environment, not technical, a use case, and after that, the part that I want to develop. It's the history, the future of the environment. Because I saw today a lot of environment, of software, very interesting, with some parts overlapping what I'm going to present to you. And the problem we have now is how to continue. How to continue when people leave. When nobody remains in the lab, okay? So, QGAR purpose was to capitalize the works of researchers, PhD students, researchers, engineers, implement state-of-the-art methods in order to propose them, to evaluate them, and provide a complete environment. What I call complete environment is a library, is some standalone applications on a graphical user interface, allowing to launch the process, display the results, correct the results. We know that no methods gives 100% of quality, okay? So it was the starting point. What we have now, it's very similar to a lot of things I saw today. This is a library, some applications which are packaged with what is available on the web today, but we have many other applications we do not distribute because they are not mature, okay? And this is the scientific part of our team. And a graphical user interface, which allows to interact. Formally, approximately 150 classes written in C++. A lot of process we see today. Binarization. I'm working in document analysis, okay? Especially not in vision, image processing, okay, but in graphics, graphics processing. Distance transformations, colitonization, convolutions, gradients and depressions, edges detection. How many edges detection today? How many? Five, six since the starting of this seminar. Some other part more specific to our work, graphical processing, polygonal approximation, vectorization, and so on. Some data structures, how many images since this morning, and some tools. We need tools to work. QGAR applications, as I told you, are independent applications. You can call them by the command line and also by the graphical user interface. The applications already described and the user interface possibility to invoke process, to tune parameters, to visualize results, etc., etc. All of this implemented with an architecture allowing to plug new applications, even if these applications are not in the QGAR environment, because we take the assumption that applications are standalone or process. So they can be written in anything you want. Some features, a big number lines of C++, some quality tools used as a CPP unit, available under Linux and Windows. It was developed 12 years ago, as I told you. There's no possibility currently to distribute computation. It's a free software under LGPL and QPL for the interface because it was built with Qt. Okay. So just a use case to show you what we can do with this kind of things. No mathematical formula, just to see what we do with this kind of things. We work, among other things, in on architectural drawings, okay? And we try to modelize this kind of things. The first thing we can do is to extract text on text and graphics on the other side, okay? So text and graphics, and between them all data we cannot classify, because is it a dash, is it a I, is it a L when dash, okay? So we need human in the loop to integrate this undetermined data on the good layer. And after that, we continue. Thick layer, thin layer. After this step, we vectorize these bitmap images, okay? And we can launch a symbol recognition, which gives us windows, doors, etc., okay? If you subtract these recognized symbols to the thin lines, we have thin walls, okay? So thick lines are big walls, thin lines are thin walls, you have symbols, so you can make a 3D reconstruction of your architectural drawing, okay? This is the M, one of the M of a platform, okay? So let's discuss now other things, not technical, but useful. The project was started in 2000, when there was a lot of work to capitalize, a lot of people motivated to make such an environment, okay? Five, six people, something like this. And the first years was very great because we built something interesting for us, for the community, because it's open software. Students, PhD students, internships, used it, researchers, engineers, many users, and a good visibility. It's important for a team. Funding is less and less. You need some money to make research, and this is a good way to have visibility for industrial partners, for academic partners. So it was a great period. The hard times started in 2006, something like this, and still continue now, okay? You have a lot of evolutions to take into account, external or internal. G++ has a new version, and you called doesn't compile anymore. What do you do? You need to integrate new applications in your environment. What do you do? Okay? Nobody remains in the lab. Engineers are gone, researchers are gone, and you are here, you have to make courses, you have to make administrative staff, and the environment needs some work. No permanent maintainer. You see new students in the lab, but they don't want to take your environment. We prefer to work with MATLAB. You say it's not a good idea. My environment is better, okay? Take 2 months to learn it, integrate your code inside, and in 6 months you will make a good publication. But they work with MATLAB 2 weeks, and after that they make their publications, and you say, how it's possible? But MATLAB is more general than the problem, the issues we address. Okay, it can do anything you want. Your environment, my environment, the cougar environment, is still functional for now, but I don't know how long, because as I told you, there is a lot of modification, internal, external. And you want to keep your environment because, once again, it's a good visibility for your team, for your work. You still continue to work. And you want to make contact with industrial and academic partners. So, what is the future? In my opinion, we have less and less time to devote to research, and less time to devote to development as permanent researcher, PhD students. Okay, so it's very difficult. You have to take this into account. Software engineering requires time and skills. Since this morning, everybody is talking about metaprogramming templates. We need them. Now it's distributed computation, it's cloud, it's in 5 years, I don't know. Okay, you need to make your code follow all these evolutions. A critical number of users, of contributors, are needed to maintain your environment.
It's a good point. Okay.
When we start, we was five, after that maybe 10, then maybe 10, and now 1. What can I do when I'm the only user of my environment? Okay. Since this morning, I saw 1 or 2 times their environment are useful because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Okay. But since this morning, 5 different edge detection of Laplacian, of whatever you want. Okay. Who is reinventing the wheel? So, currently, we follow a pragmatic approach when we have a generic tools. Generic tools as MATLAB and other ones still continue to add new features, and sometimes you can use them, okay? But after that, what are the solutions? Devote effort and time to our environment, but how we can do, okay? No people to use it, no people to make it evaluate. Use as much as possible standard tools. If it works, it's okay, okay? This is another different community, sometimes big, which going to make live the tools you are using. Maybe we can use one of the great environments we which have been presented today. I think it's a good idea, but there's some limitations. Okay, what is the license? What about bug fixes? What about Perinity? When we start the development of a Cougar environment 12 years ago, we use libraries. LEDA library, you know this library, okay? At the beginning, the license of this library was very open. Very, not very, but open, okay? So we use it. 3 years after, the license changed, okay? We can't take anymore this library. How do we do? So by 6 months to re-implement the graph module we used before, okay? And the more you use external software, the more you can have this kind of problem. So think twice. We can also work on a common environment. What is the utility to have 5, 10, 15 edge detectors? Okay? One good edge detector, efficient, available under Linux, Windows, it's not enough? Why? We develop a lot of these tools. No final answer for now, but maybe the starting point of a discussion, okay, with you. How do how we handle this kind of issue. Okay. This morning, Sharon was presented to aggregate some tools. Okay. I think it's okay for technical aspects, but for license, for the perennity of the tools you use, how do you manage them? And you have to make your research. So, yeah, I'm done. You have to make your research. So you can't say, it's okay, it's very complicated, okay, I make all myself. It's not possible. It's not possible. You have to choose something. Maybe a good solution is a common environment. It will be generic, not specific, but all you have presented today are essentially generic applications. I think you have specific applications for your industrial contracts, for your partners, okay? So, how can we do? That's all for me.
So, thank you very much, Philippe Dosh, for this talk. Is there any question? Yes?
Question or discussion, maybe?
more discussion. We'll have more time after for discussions, but now some questions to start it.
Okay.
So I wanted to say that I perfectly agree with the problem about perennity or durability, that your the person who supports or who's the maintainer of a software usually goes away because either he becomes a professor and doesn't have time for it, or he goes to industry and then he's lost forever to the scientific community. Mm. And I think these two problems are one of the major problems why we do have so many libraries and why everybody reinvents the wheel every time. And I'm not sure whether Charon will be the solution, because it might be possible that I get lost one day in the next few years, and then there's nobody who supports it, because all my PhD students will go to industry as well. Yep. And I think this is the problem. We need maintainers, and perhaps that's a political or a structural problem in universities. In physical science, in physics, for example, there are permanent positions for people who maintain experiments, who do technical work, and really do the details. And perhaps in computer sciences departments, we also need people who actually do this type of work, but on the software side.
Yeah, I agree. What we discussed since this morning are more software development than scientific facts and engineers. But permanent engineers are needed for this kind of task. It's very interesting for us also, okay? And some of the part we devote in this kind of development is useful for our courses, etc. Okay? But if you want to make to be the people who maintain such environments, you need a permanent position as engineers, I think. And in France, I don't know, in Germany, and in other countries, there's no so much money for this kind of people.
So, thank you. One more question, maybe? Yes? Oh, the micro is coming.
Yes, it's just to the kind of discussion on this question. In fact, perennity is, if you're doing a common environment, which is a good idea, even if you hire permanent to make sure that your common environment will be robust and last for a few years, you still have a problem of perennity, because your common environment will evolve over the years. So suppose you're deploying a solution for your industrial partner. One time, what you deploy will not be in phase with what you're currently developing on common environment, because for some reason, because we need change or something, you know. And so I'm well, for me, for myself, common environment and perennity, it's questionable.
It's very complicated in my opinion, but imagine think that you have a big repository and each contributors find naturally its place, okay? I don't know, 50 teams involved. And each year, maybe 10 or 15 engineers devoted to the big thing. But it's very complicated. I have no answer for this kind of thing. I think I do not have to choose between 5, 10, or 15 edge detectors. Maybe the first time, okay, I made a performance evaluation and I see that these two edge detectors are good. I keep them and the other ones does not interest me, okay? I put them in the big repository. I need engineers to maintain this kind of things. This is the way I mention a common environment, but I'm not sure it's very replicable in our system. Okay, it's more some things I want as a researcher than something that is possible.
Okay, so thank you for this answer. I know there's many other questions, but you can discuss this later during coffee break.